bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Can you say it with me? It's Friday! Oh, it's also the last Friday of the month, too. This January, whew, there it went. It's the 29th of January, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in about 5 minutes. Get ready, because Amazon is building a Spotify killer. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, Amazon's ready to challenge Spotify and Apple Music and other subscription music services. You know, the ones that nobody's really subscribed to, like Tidal, yeah. And they want to make it even bigger than their Prime Music, which would be pretty simple to do, because Prime Music, it's still got a long way to go. According to the New York Post, Amazon executives have started talks with the music industry for a Spotify-like offering that would be, around $9.99 a month. And go well beyond what Prime Music already is. Yeah, because Prime Music, they only get about 1 million songs right now. And, of course, it's only for Amazon Prime. Yes, that annual membership. Now, of course, we're not going to be seeing this anytime soon. In fact, the New York Post states that Amazon's plan is very much in its early stages. In fact, they're just kicking around the idea. Yeah, I bet they're doing a little bit more than that. The interesting rumor, though, coming out of Amazon is that the Echo Smart Speaker, yeah, if you buy that thing, your monthly subscription may only be $3 or $4 a month. So, does the market have enough room for yet another music streaming service? Of course it does. But if anybody actually subscribes to it, well, that's another story. Staying on the subject of streaming music, let's talk about Pandora. Yeah, it started strong and now people wonder where it went. Well, they're going to a better recommendation and redesign iOS app. Yep, that's where they're going. They're introducing a new service called Browse, which is exactly what it sounds like. And why it was there before, I have no idea. Basically, what it's going to do is take all your listening history and songs and then present you with a more tailored radio station to your choice. Basically, what Pandora's doing now with this is doing what every other streaming service has been doing for quite some time. On the other hand, though, the good thing coming from Pandora is its new, nicely redesigned iOS app. And let's face it, it really needed a facelift, didn't it? But when you open it up, and if it looks familiar to you, because it does, it looks like RDO. Stations are laid out with a grid, large album artwork accompanying them. Most navigation is hidden in the left side of the menu and features a new mini player. As I was saying, the update is now live today for the iOS. Android? Yeah, you gotta wait a little bit longer, but they say it's coming soon. Apple users with your chargers, you want to listen up. Apple has issued a voluntary recaller. Yeah, that means it's pretty much up to you if you want to do this or not. With two-prong AC wall adapters designed for basically use in Argentina, Australia, Brazil, continental Europe, New Zealand, and South Korea. Why the recall? Well, it's due to the risk of electrical shock. Yeah, that's a pretty good idea. Apple's also advised customers to stop using the affected plug adapters, stating that customer safety is always Apple's top priority. So we've decided to exchange those affected wall plugs with a new redesigned adapter free of charge. The redesigned adapters have a three-letter regional code in the slot, such as EUR, KOR, AUS, ARG, and BRA, hence those countries I mentioned before. Now, if you got another wall plug from, say, the US, Canada, China, Hong Kong, Japan, and the UK, those USB adapters, no problem, you're good to go. So if you've been one of those people out there who really wanted to get your hands on that OnePlus X, but, you know, you had to have it invited, it'd be a special thing, well, you don't need that anymore. OnePlus said yesterday it's officially accepting all orders for the smartphone, whether you got an invite or not. Carl P., who, by the way, is the co-founder of OnePlus over there, said it was very important for them to have an invite system to start with, allowing them to upscale operations while giving fans an engaging way to get involved with the product. Yeah, it's all this talk. Come on, it was all about marketing, you know, helping the buzz of the OnePlus, you know, so people get interested, and then, you know, and so on and so on. You know how these things work. So if the OnePlus X smartphone was on your radar, but you thought it was out of reach, no, it isn't anymore. And finally, today's "and finally" is going to be more of a tip. Well, now I'm going to talk about a little fad that's been happening on Facebook. Come on, you know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about Bill. You know, be like Bill, blah, blah, Bill. Yeah. It was cute at first, and now it's just freaking annoying. So if you're feeling like me, yes, it's time to block Bill.
Find that annoying post, and more than likely, it's probably in your newsfeed right when you're looking at it right now. Click down on that arrow on the right side of the post, and then select Hide All From. Basically, you're making sure you choose the app which is generating the bill posts, and not actually blocking your friend. Now, of course, this won't eradicate everything all at once. No. You're probably going to have to retune this and redo this. Some might pop up here and there, but soon, Bill will completely disappear from your timeline. So come on, if Bill knew how annoying Bill is being, it's what Bill would do. Be like Bill. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. The British Tech Network website, everything BTN happening over there at BritishTechNetwork.com. Follow British Tech on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me too on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And check out the British Tech Slack room, BritishTech.slack.com, for the British Tech community, which is growing day by day. You really got to get over there. It's a fun, fun place to be. As for the new show, well, yes, indeed. Your Friday edition is done. We're headed into the weekend and going to have a little bit of relaxation. I hope you can do the same. But we'll be back on Monday getting you caught up on the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, it's Friday. Oh yeah, let the party begin. Let the weekend ring in. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.